Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects of all time, financial literacy, and I want to give you three specific ways on how you can increase your financial literacy and just your money awareness. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everybody, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management, and today we're here on YouTube helping you to do more with your life and money and helping you make that better, bigger decision. And we want to help you today and discuss a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, which is financial literacy. As a matter of fact, this channel is dedicated to financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. And I want you to be able to move the needle in your situation with the information that is being conveyed on this channel. So today I want to give you three specific ways in which you can increase your level of financial literacy and your general money awareness. So let's get started. If you haven't subscribed yet, hit that button below so you can get all the topics that we're discussing around personal finance that are going to help you change your money situation. All right, now what is financial literacy? This is a term that has grabbed a lot of momentum and a lot of eyeballs, I would say in the last decade and a half, 15 years or so, so much so that there's even a whole month. The whole month of April is dedicated to financial literacy and awareness around money. And how would you define financial literacy? Well, I would define financial literacy as the ability to make choices, alternate choices when you have limited resources, right? So think about it from a standpoint that there's pretty much unlimited choice when it comes to how to spend your money, but you only have limited resources. You only have limited time and limited money to decide between choice A, B, and C. So financially literate is really, that's being able to choose what the ones, what choices are going to be best for you and move you toward your goals the fastest. I think at the heart of this being financially literate is really just the discernment and the understanding around your own personal financial situation and how it integrates in the bigger economic picture. Okay, so tip number one would be understanding your money mindset. What is a money mindset? This is how you view money. This is your perspective, your experiences, all the things that would give you the shapings of how you view money, the way you spend it, the way you think it should be earned, all these things right here. That's your money mindset. And so in my ebook, I talk about this quite a lot. And so there are three steps to achieve your ideal financial outcome. You first have to assess your situation. Then you have to address what you found out. And then you got to make adjustments. So think about it like if you were going to go lose weight, right? So let's say you're 20 pounds overweight. The way you're going to assess that situation is you're going to step on a scale. Why a scale? Well, a scale is a independent measure of how much you weigh. There's really not a lot of argument around what this, I mean, maybe it's a couple pounds off, one left to the right, but for the most part, it's a pretty independent judge or standard by which how much do I weigh. So let's say you get on the scale and you're 20 pounds overweight. Now, you have a couple of choices at this point, and this moves into the address stage. You can either say, I'm going to diet, or I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to do both. And you can diet and exercise, all these different, there's all kinds of diets, there's all different types of exercise and fitness. But the point being is you have to address the situation. And then the adjust part comes in where you would basically say, okay, I was doing this before I stepped on the scale and I realized I wanted to lose weight, but now I'm going to start doing this. So that may look like I got an accountability partner. I'm going to the gym two times or three times a week. Instead of fried chicken, I'm going to eat baked chicken. So that's the adjustment. And that's the only way you can achieve goals. You go through those three frameworks. So I say in understanding your money mindset, you need to go through that exercise to assess your goals. What are you trying to achieve? You need to then address what you found out, those findings, and then you need to make the adjustments that will allow you to move the needle towards getting towards those goals. Tip number two would be to consider a professional's opinion. Now, I'm your CFP on YouTube, but obviously we cannot interact on an individual basis. I would love to, but I can't do that with everybody. I can only do that with a limited amount of people. So what it behooves you sometimes to do is to get an objective third-party opinion, a professional opinion on your situation just to help you out. Maybe you don't need one on an ongoing basis, but maybe you need one initially to just kind of lay everything out on the table, see where you are, and give you some best practices on how to achieve where you want to go. And I know the biggest thing about financial advice, having done this as a profession for some time, is trust. At the end of the day, it's about a relationship with somebody that you can put your trust in. And so maybe I need to do a video on finding a financial advisor. That's a good thought. But the point is, I think it boils down to trust. And if you can find someone that will, one, teach you what you need to know, not so that you can go and execute it per se, because you may be wanting to, you may be short on time, and maybe you want to leverage their expertise so that you can do more, which makes a lot of sense. But you definitely need somebody that's going to help you get to a point of learning and sharing their knowledge with you so that you can learn and be taught the ways and the best practices that you can implement in your life. So I think the first thing is, you know, trust. And then the second thing would be find someone that is going to teach you. Okay, last but not least, I would say tip number three would be don't be afraid to be too different, right? So, and what I mean by that is socially indifferent. There's so much going on social media, and there's this whole thing that I think social media, what it does, although it can be a great tool, I'm using it right now. The problem begins is I think it creates this vacuum of comparison so often where you're always comparing yourself to your next door neighbor and what they're doing. And if you really want to become wealthy and build wealth, a lot of the clients that I work with that have done this, they've really committed to a way of life, a way of thinking, a way of using their money, spending it, investing it, and saving it that is irrelevant or independent, rather, of what others think. And I think you have to have a certain amount of social indifference when it comes to reaching your financial goals. Let's go to the gym example that we use with the assess, address, and adjust framework that I gave you earlier to achieve your goals. Now, if you wanted to lose that 20 pounds and you went to the gym and you had the choice between working with a couple people to help you get to this goal of losing 20 pounds, and you see person number one that is sitting over there eating a Snickers bar with a beer belly, and they're just walking on the treadmill, and then you see this other person that, you know, looks pretty in shape, and they're working through their, maybe they're jump roping or doing. Now, which one would you choose to work with? Now, you would probably choose the first person to say you're not the one. The person you would want to work with is that second person, right? So that's kind of my point. You know, a lot of times people are getting advice from family members or friends that really haven't gone too much further than you in achieving their financial goals. And they don't really have a lot of, I would say, substantive or good information to pass along to you. But yet and still, there's this propensity to listen to them. And what I would say is ignore that advice, be socially indifferent, get the opinion if you need of a third party professional so that you can move the needle in the trajectory that you want. You know, you have different thoughts and desires and, you know, personal goals around finance that you want to achieve, and largely they should be, you know, your own thoughts. They should be your own thoughts. They shouldn't be the thoughts of somebody else or what your friends think or, you know, what people that don't have the ambition or the drive or even the knowledge that you have or want to have around financial literacy. Just ignore those, be socially indifferent, and move towards the goals that you know you want to achieve. Hey, if this has been as fun for you as it has been for me, leave me a note down in the comments so that I can know what other financial literacy topics you would want to discuss around personal finance or economic empowerment or even personal development. All right, bye for now. We'll talk to you later. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.